From the Financial Times in London, I'm Maya Palmer and this is FT News. Why do hackers do what they do? Understanding what motivates cybercriminals could be the first step in protecting yourself from an attack. I spoke to Cal Leeming, a former hacker, who gave me an interesting insight into the psychology of hacking.
Whenever I'm putting in plan a security plan in place for a company, I say, look, like this is a situation. You're going to get hacked. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen in a year. It may happen after the company's dead.
Cal Leeming started hacking when he was 11, pilfering credit card numbers that he would use to buy electronics that he would then sell. He was reported to have bought more than £750,000 worth of goods before he was caught and sent to prison. Since then, he's completely changed his life around. He has a young family and he runs his own security company. And we've come to ask him why still, 10 years on, it's so easy to hack companies.
For a hacker, it's more about, well, for the majority of them, it's more about the S's and giggles. I'm sure you can guess what that word is. It's for the lols, you know. It's they do it because they can, because they want to. Some of them have got different motives, sure. But a lot of the times, it's, you know, they come across something. It's like, oh, why does this flaw even exist? And they rip on them for it. It's a very, very different mentality. And unless you put yourselves in that mindset, you can't understand it. For me, when I look at things, I think, why is someone doing this? Why are they just completely wrecking this business? Now I remind myself, oh yeah, because they can.
Cybersecurity has become such a concern that experts think organizations need to think beyond a purely technical response.
We have reason to believe that most hacks are done for reputation. That's kind of a baseline. But beyond that, we know that some hackers, or as we like to call them, crackers, because they break in, criminal hackers, they are financially motivated. And of course, we can't forget the political motivation. And sometimes these three can overlap.
That was Brian Allaine, senior lecturer at Goldsmiths College in London. With so many seemingly conflicting motivations, it can be hard for companies to establish a plan of action. But they must. Brian Allaine again.
We have to deal with public anxiety, and the only way to do that is to assure members of the public that firms that are looking after their data, banks, insurance companies, etc., have robust security systems and are actually engaging with young people who could potentially become hackers. In my own view, large firms need to get involved more in sponsoring computer coding clubs, etc., so that young people who might be inclined to go along a particular path can realize that there's a good career to be had here. You won't become the next Mark Zuckerberg, but you can actually earn a good salary by working in IT. And it could be worth your while to stay on the straight and narrow path.
You're not really going to see any change in the security of your product unless you have more people testing it, unless you're constantly updating your development policies, all these kind of things. There's a whole culture behind how to make a good product and how to make it securely. And it doesn't start with just hiring good developers. You've got to have good people at every single stage of the company, right from the very top all the way down to the very bottom. Otherwise, there's always going to be a weak link in the chain.
I once asked a hacker whether there was any way to make a piece of computer equipment completely safe from intrusion. Then he thought about it for a second and he said yes. You could smash it to pieces with a sledgehammer, and then no one would be able to steal the files. Failing that, almost anything can be broken into, and companies would do well to understand that risk better. Maya Palmer, Financial Times, London.